The Director General of the World Anti-Doping Agency, Olivier Nigli, has told RTE News that global lockdowns brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic are not a golden opportunity for athletes who want to dope. But many top sports stars disagree. Testing programmes for performance-enhancing drugs have been disrupted around the world and have stopped completely here in Ireland. But enforcement agencies say they're confident that they can still catch the cheaters in the endless battle for clean sport. Paul O'Flynn reports.
The games of the 32nd Olympiad in 2020 are awarded to the city of Tokyo. Yeah!
It was promised as the greatest Olympic Games the world would ever see. Just a few weeks from now, Tokyo would have been preparing to open its arms to the most famous athletes on the globe. But the world has changed utterly, and sport has come to a shuddering halt. But for athletes looking for an edge, the lockdown provides an opportunity, with drugs testing, like the samples, put into cold storage for now. The Director General of the World Anti-Doping Agency, Olivier Nigli, speaking exclusively to This Week from his home in Montreal, says despite the lack of testing right now, athletes don't have a free pass.
I think it is a concern that we want to make sure that we check and we be vigilant. But I think realistically and rationally, I don't think, you know, this was the absolutely golden opportunity for anyone who wanted to dope. I don't think doping now was very efficient for those who wanted to dope. I'm not saying some might not have done it or have been tempted to do it, but, you know, again, it has to come with a proper training. It has to come, you know, at a time where this could make a difference.
But others disagree.
Maybe it's an opportunity to put on muscle mass. We've seen things like growth hormone, EPO.
Double European 400-metre champion David Gillick is now chair of the Olympic Federation of Ireland's Athletes Commission, and he says many sports stars are concerned.
I think when you look at the actual testing, it's not taking place at the moment, and the worry would be that, yes, people will, sail close to the wind. But again, you're looking at they have to have the support team in place that enables the athlete maybe knowingly to take something that will be out of their system when restrictions ease and testing comes back online. But it's an awful risk to take for a lot of athletes. But again, with the Olympics now pushed back a year, certain athletes might look at this as an opportunity to enhance their training, strength, speed, all the rest of it, recovery. And as we've seen in the past, people do take risks and people do cheat.
Lazarsanova, second in the Russian Championships.
It's a view echoed internationally. Ben Sanford is a former Winter Olympian from New Zealand who now chairs the Athletes Commission of the World Anti-Doping Agency. And as ever, fingers are pointing at the usual suspects.
You know, my concerns would be that if an athlete is in an environment where there's already a likelihood of doping, what we might see is an increase in doping in those environments. I don't think, you know, COVID-19 and being in lockdown is suddenly going to switch a clean athlete over to doping, especially when they're not in an environment where they have access to performance-enhancing drugs or, you know, the systems that lead to performance-enhancing drugs.
But the World Anti-Doping Agency says it's confident it has other tools to tackle the problem, from whistleblower phone lines to the biological passport, which monitors athletes' blood samples over a period of time to watch out for any suspicious spikes.
There's a lot of factors that makes it not that simple just to say, well, because, you know, you couldn't be tested, that's the right window for it. And on top of it, there's always a risk that whatever you've been doing could be spotted through the passport or through other means. Right after the end of the lockdown, tests should be done to collect samples for the passport. So I think organizations should be collecting samples now or as soon as they can when testing resumes as a priority.
Here in Ireland, testing has stopped completely, raising fears athletes could fall for temptation. But Sport Ireland's head of anti-doping, Dr. Una May, is warning other enforcement measures are in place.
The added value is the fact that last year we appointed an intelligence and investigations officer who was a former Garda with significant experience, a very high level high profile investigations, and therefore we have the ability to monitor what's happening beyond the actual taking of substances where we would normally detect it through a test. We have a relationship with the customs and through the Health Products Regulatory Authority, and we keep a very close eye on deliveries and packages that are coming through, and they would notify us whenever they see anything that might look suspicious. So from our point of view, that's one of the most important tools we have in our armory at the moment.
But even when testing does resume, there are questions over how it will look. It is, by nature, an up-close and personal process, which will clearly be impacted by social distancing rules. The US Anti-Doping Agency is already trialling an innovative approach, where athletes take a blood sample at home via video link.
There he is, just there. Well, this is an incredible...
Its head is Travis Tygart, the man who brought down Lance Armstrong.
Because Armstrong is toying with the top names of the cycling world.
Importantly, it's a pilot project. And again, we're going to try to, you know, push the program and reinvent ourselves during this crisis, but hopefully get some long-term winnings and understandings from this project that ultimately may have really good impact for the future of anti-doping around the world. But look, I think we're all realistic, and that, you know, clean athletes are going to compete clean. And look, there are athletes even when fully operational programs are in place. We saw it with Russia's state-sponsored doping. We saw it in the Postal Service's case. Some will go to great lengths to try to defeat the system. And so that is a little bit easier now, unfortunately.
And still, and it's the hat trick.
There's light at the end of the tunnel now for sports fans, with racing resuming in Ireland and the Premier League return just 3 weeks away. The question, as ever, is can we believe what we see? And the biggest problem remains an age-old one, ensuring a level playing field across different regimes around the world, as David Gillick explains.
Testing athletes, both blood and urine, costs a lot of money. And some countries just don't have that money available to them. And because of restrictions and lockdown, a lot of governments are probably putting money into other areas. Therefore, some athletes might look at that as an opportunity. Some coaches, you know, let's remember, it's not all about the athletes. It can be coaches, it can be governing bodies, as we've seen. So I think like that is a worry, because when there's an inch to be taken, people take a mile.
It's a problem Olivier Neely is all too aware of, and he says the biggest issue the World Anti-Doping Agency faces.
Not everybody at the moment around the world is submitted to the same testing regimen or the same situation. And it's actually a bigger issue, because not everybody is submitted to the same testing regimen in normal time either. To counter that, there's ways and means to try to mitigate the situation, maybe not completely ensure a total level playing field in terms of testing.
I think morally in Ireland we're in the right place. I think the structures are there to help athletes, educate athletes, but also test athletes is there, and it's very important. And I think once it's lifted, like I said, I think we have to go in. We can't assume that everyone is our star athletes and they abide by the rules. We've seen that in the past. We can't be that naive, both here in Ireland and also globally.
We'll be back doing as much as we can and as close as we can to routine testing as soon as possible. And I'd be confident that will pick up any anomalies that may have crept in during the time when people haven't been tested.
That was Dr. Una May, head of anti-doping for Sport Ireland, ending that report from Paul O'Flynn.